Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1354, and the writing is shir number 506, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're middle of the halachas of Negel Vasser. So the question I want to talk about today, the Shulchan Aruch brings down a case, if somebody did not wash Negel Vasser, could they wash? We're talking about a Jewish person. Could they wash for somebody else? You know, sometimes you have a Jewish aide helping somebody else, or it's just possibly washing for a child or washing for a different adult who has a problem, Rachman al-Slan, whatever the case might be, but the person did not wash Negel Vasser and they want to wash for somebody else. Why they didn't wash Negel Vasser, the person that's pouring the water, okay, that's a separate issue, but what is the halacha? So the bottom line is, if a person did not wash Negel Vasser, they didn't wash Negel Vasser yet, and they pour the water for someone else, you know, helping somebody else, would not, the washing would not be good. That actual washing that they did for the other person would not help if they themselves did not wash Negel Vasser again. So like we said, an example would be, you know, a patient's hands that there's a nurse's aide or something like that, or a child, or these type of cases. Well, but be it as it may, the person pouring the water has to wash Negel Vasser before they wash for somebody else. Again, you know, a Jewish person. We said by a guy, it doesn't apply the whole Negel Vasser. It's not a question of tummy over there. But a person first must wash Negel Vasser themselves before they could actually help somebody else. Now, one who did not wash yet Negel Vasser for themselves is allowed to actually bring the water for somebody else, right? But not do the actual washing. So in other words, somebody, for whatever reason, somebody calls out and say, do me a favor, bring me some water, and I did not, let's say, wash Negel Vasser, and they asked me to bring water, right? So I am allowed to bring them the water. It's just the washing that I am not allowed to done. The washing itself cannot be done, but the actual bringing of the water, I mean, obviously we're talking about when one did not stick their hands in the water, that would be metame the water. So somebody did not wash Negel Vasser and they start sticking their hand in the water, that's a problem. We spoke about that in the past, but be it as it may, once you, just to bring it, you open the sink, right, and you fill up a cup, you fill up the washing cup, and you bring it to the person, and the person themselves washes, so that will be fine, even though the one who brought the water did not wash the Negel Vasser yet. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. That comes up sometimes, that the one who did not wash Negel Vasser for themselves is allowed to actually bring the water for someone else, but not to do the actual washing. Now, in reference to washing for bread, okay, so that's as far as washing Negel Vasser. Now, let's say washing for bread. Again, somebody needs help washing for bread. So let's say I did not wash for bread, but I want to pour the water onto somebody else to help them wash for bread. So that would be okay. That would be okay. In other words, in reference to washing for bread, one who did not wash for bread is allowed to wash somebody else's hands who would like to eat bread. Like the other person would like to eat bread. They ask me, do me a favor, to have a problem, whatever the case is, or an aide, whatever. Could you please wash my hands? So that would be fine. So what's the difference? The difference is, the reason is, when one washes bread, it's actually an extra, when one washes for bread, it's an extra washing, which is done for extra kedusha, extra holiness. In other words, you don't have to eat bread. If I don't want to eat bread, I don't have to wash for bread if I don't want to eat bread. There's no washing involved if I'm not eating bread. Negel Vasser, you have to wash. You wake up, right? You slept through the night, fine. You wake up, you have to wash Negel Vasser. That's for across the board, as they say, right? But to wash for bread, who says I have to eat bread? Maybe I don't need bread, so then I don't have to wash, but I could wash somebody else's hands. It's an extra type of kedusha, so extra type of holiness. But as opposed to the mourning one's hands has what we call ruach ra, which we've spoken about, right? It has the ruach ra, the impure spirit, which has to be removed immediately before helping somebody else. So before that ruach ra is actually removed from the hands, you can help somebody else wash. But if it's just a question of washing for bread, middle of the day, I washed the bread in Negel Vasser when I woke up, whatever, but just to wash somebody else's hands to help them wash for bread, even though I am not washing for bread right now, that will be fine. These halachas are found in Simin Dalet, Sif Yirah, Aleph Mishaburasif Katan Chov Gimel Vachov Dalid, and the Dirshu also number 34, and the Halachas of Daily Living, the beautiful Sefer written by Ram Sipcha Benim Kohn, Shlita, the Halachas of Daily Living, page 9. Thank you for listening. Aslachim Baruch HaGolduv.